Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Hazel, and I'm 6 years old. You're listening to Kids Commute on Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Hazel, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute. This week, our friend Hazel made a very specific request of us. She wanted a week about clouds. So for you, Hazel, it's Cloud Week. We're going to hear music all about clouds and different ideas of clouds. But first, let's start with the scientific idea of a cloud. We have a good friend, meteorologist Jane Furstenberg, and she's going to teach us about a different kind of cloud every day. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Kate.
What is the cloud of the day, Jane?
Today's clouds are cirrus clouds. Sometimes called mare's tails, these thin, wispy clouds look like feathers in the sky. Because our atmosphere is heated from the ground, it gets pretty cold up there where these high clouds form. So cold that cirrus clouds are made up entirely of ice. Cirrus clouds are usually the first ones to arrive with a warm front, so when you see them, it means it may rain or snow in the next day or two.
Thank you, Jane, and Jane will have some more clouds for us. And she even came up with some sciencey clues for our Quizlet. It's coming up after the music today. So what is our music to go with clouds? Well, we're going to start today with music by Claude Debussy. He was born in 1862 in Paris. His dad was in the Marine Infantry, and his mother worked in a china shop. His dad wanted him to become a sailor, but he, of course, wanted to be a musician. And he wrote a piece of music called Nuage, which means clouds. Here is what Claude Debussy had to say about the music for Nuage, en français, from our friend Joseph Lévesque.
C'est l'aspect immuable du ciel, avec la marche lente et mélancolique des nuages, finissant dans une agonie grise, doucement teintée de blanc.
Merci, Joseph. So here's the quick translation of that. That is Debussy saying that Nuage is talking about how the sky doesn't move, but the clouds do, very slowly, and they fade away in gray tones, lightly tinged with white. In fact, he said that he came up with this music on a stormy day. Here's Nuage, Clouds, by Claude Debussy. It's performed by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Pavel Yerevi. That was Nuages, Clouds by Claude Debussy. Pavel Järvi conducted the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Day one of Cloud Week for brand new first grader Hazel. Send us an email with your ideas for a kids' commute week. Our address is kidscommute@interlaken.org. Tomorrow we'll hear about a cloud with a castle on it. Now, it's time for this week's Quizlet, courtesy of our friend, meteorologist Jane. All week, we're going to ask you this question. If you get it right, we'll give you bragging rights on the air, send you a little prize pack, and enter your name to win a whole month's supply of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. Okay, here's the question. What is it called when clouds touch the ground? What is it called when clouds touch the ground? If you know, send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. So 237-7482. If you don't know it yet, don't worry. We'll give you a hint tomorrow. All right, that's it for today's Kids Commute. Thanks to our friend Jane Furstenberg. I'm Kate Botello. I hope your day is full of sunshine, no matter the weather. Bye-bye.
Interlaken Public Radio.